people, it's Today FM's Claire Beck here. Before you start your podcast, let me ask you this. Are you wearing your SPF today? I know, Irish weather can be a bit all over the place, but it really doesn't mean you should skip it. Simple's new SPF 50 UV fluid has your back, whether it's sunny, cloudy, or raining cats and dogs. This isn't just any SPF, it's skincare that works double duty. Not only does it protect your skin from UV damage, but it also helps reverse visible signs of sun damage and aging. Think brighter skin, fewer dark spots, and that stunning glowy look we're all after. And the best part? It's super lightweight, so no greasy feeling, no heavy residue, and it even has an invisible finish. So, whether you're out in the sun or dancing in the rain at your favourite festival, Simple SPF 50 UV fluid protects that summer feeling, whatever the weather. And it's available nationwide. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Lizzo, she's feeling good as hell. Command yourself, Lizzo. Today FM, we're playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Wednesday, Ray's here, JP's over there.
How are you doing?
My name is Ray Foley. Tell your friends, tell everyone you know. Today FM in the afternoon is where it's at.
Did you just use the line, is where it's at?
Guys, it's where it's at.
What's
everyone's
it?
Everyone's talking about it. Well, listen, we cannot specify, for legal reasons, we cannot specify what it is, but where it is here. It has been located. It turns out it's at Today FM. What did you see yesterday, JP?
I had a first. So I saw a couple of people, a man and a woman, who were Amish.
What?
On the street. Amish people.
Amish?
Yeah. Like A-M-I-S, from the Amish community. Now, I
Is Amish an American pronunciation? Like Chicago?
Should I say Amish?
Is it Amish or Amish?
Well, I've only ever heard people say Amish, because it is usually in the States that they are.
Here we say that's a lot of old Ramish. Maybe seeing an Amish was Ramish. Or seen an Amish was Ramish.
No, I'm nearly sure they were Amish because he had... Let me paint the picture for you. He had the...
Was he in a cart?
No, they were walking. And actually, it's funny you say that. I get that in a second in terms of technology. The little I know about Amish people. Anyway, he had the chin strap beard. So that's the beard that doesn't join up with the mustache. He had braces on.
The Amish now. Is it just so we're clear. And just in case we should say something to offend the Amish. Is it a religion?
I think so. Or it's certainly a lifestyle that's based on elements of the Bible. And I'm not slagging. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, it is.
I've never seen this. I've never seen any Amish people in Ireland before.
The Amish or Amish are a traditionalist Anabaptist Christian group known for their simple lifestyle, horse and buggy transportation and plain dress, stemming from Swiss and German roots in the 16th century. Adhering to a non-written code called the Ordnung, they focus on adult baptism, non-violence, separation from the world and community. You live in Dublin city centre. What are the Amish or Amish doing walking around near you?
See, I think they might have been visitors because on the technology front, one, the lady, she was wearing one of the traditional dresses and the little white sort of scarf hat thing. She was carrying a massive, like, huge camera with one of those long lenses. I thought, hang on, that's sort of heavy tech. And also, they were looking up at the parking sign that tells you how long you can park for, because there was clearly a white rental car that they were driving.
Sure, they're not Amish.
No horse
and
cart. They were definitely Amish. He had the braces on with the trousers. He had the sort of straw-ish hat, and he had the chin strap beard, and she had the dress on, and she had the white thing on. I did have another thought, and I thought, hang on a second. Is this like a costume thing? Are they shooting a TV show? Or what's going on here? They looked American. You know the way some people can look American?
They've got that American look.
They had that American look, and they look like American Amish people. I don't know if we've got Amish communities in Ireland. Do we? 0874-100-102?
An Amish tourist.
Yeah.
Can Amish people take airplanes? Or would they have gotten a boat? Can Amish fly? Just answer the question. I don't need a YouTube video.
Carolyn's been in touch on the 087s. She says, hi guys, I was collecting my godmother from Dublin Airport on Sunday morning.
Go on.
She was coming from JFK and I saw a few Amish arriving in. So the Amish are here, according to Carol Ann.
Are we having an Amish get together? Are we being Amished?
Stephanie says, we have our homegrown Amish here.
We have our own Amish.
Yeah, she says, there's a huge Amish community based in Waterford. Amazing woodworkers and craftsmen.
The what people in Waterford in general, or the specific the Amish?
Specifically the community. Thanks, Stephanie.
Some Amish people can do and do take airplanes, it says here. Though air travel is not universally permitted, with most groups preferring traditional methods like buses or trains for long distance travel. The allowance of air travel depends on the specific Amish community and their governing ordnung. Ah, so it depends on your ordnung whether or not you're allowed to get on an airplane or not, or have a massive camera.
Michael's been in touch on the 087s. He says maybe they were Mennonites.
Sorry, what?
Now we're talking about Mennonites.
That's the
here we go.
Parody
here we go.
Of the Kevin Costner Robin Hood film.
Oh, that's Men in Tights.
I think that Mel Brooks directed that. Chaperone in the Subway. This is Today FM, playing the music you love for your Wednesday afternoon. JP spotted a couple of Amish. The Amish, you know them probably from the telly or from the films, where they'd be living a lifestyle free from, sort of, away from technology, very simple lifestyle, and a horse and cart type situation. You know, there's loads of clichés about the Amish that you'd see in... What's wrong with you?
I'm trying to remember. You mentioned movies, the one with Harrison Ford in it, that's set in the Amish community. That's a very good movie. Oh, is it called Witness? It might be called Witness. Great movie.
I don't remember... 0874-100-102. listen, man, no worries. Adam's over there, 0874-100-102. What's the story? Do we have our own Amish? Adam.
Lads, Adam, stuck in traffic on the M50.
Hang on, that's the wrong... Didn't I just hit the wrong one?
You did indeed, yeah.
I was talking to Adam earlier on. It's Ronan over there. Ronan.
Rain JP.
Yes.
Did you not hear the news?
No.
Last night, that was a lot of Americans moving to Ireland.
I did see that. I read it this morning, actually. They're saying it's the Rosie O'Donnell effect. The amount of Americans moving to Ireland has nearly doubled in the last year, and they're saying they're attributing it to Trump. Rosie O'Donnell, of course, moved to Ireland because I think her grandparents are Irish, so she would have Irish citizenship. And anyone that can qualify, if you can qualify to come and live here from America, loads of them are taking that opportunity to get away from Trump's America.
They're not all Amish, though, Roland, are they?
That would be alarming if we're like... Jakers, there's loads of Amish. And is Trump anti-Amish?
Jeez, that's a good question.
What would his position be on that? I would have thought, because he's quite into the religion, you know, his base would be quite religious. I don't know.
That was a lot of Americans moving to Ireland.
Yeah.
Because of Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So there you are now. Love the show.
Hey! 0874-100-102 for your Amish. Fran texted, lads, the Amish live in our village in Rathcormac in Wicklow. They run our local shop and they're lovely people, from Fran.
It's good to know.
We weren't saying they're not lovely people. We're just saying it's unusual for us to see. It's like that sort of thing. I recognise that off the telly. That's something that you wouldn't ordinarily see on a regular day as you're going about your business.
I've never seen Amish people before in the flesh.
But not slagging or casting any aspersions. In fact, actually, I have this kind of thing.
Well,
here we go.
Do you need a cream?
Steady on. I have a sort of a bizarre respect or admiration for if your religion or your beliefs, or you are so faithful in your beliefs that you need to express, you know, there's a physical expression of it. So like that, dressing a certain way or living a certain way in the case of the Amish. Or when we were on holidays, there was loads of Muslim families there. Muslim women, of course, covering up. But of course, there's modern ways of doing that without necessarily wearing the full garb.
You can, the burqa, the hijab, yeah.
Yeah, there's more modern ways. But again, like that, it's making the decision that because of my faith, my beliefs, my religion, this is the way I'm going to present myself. Hasidic Jews are another. You'd see them with the hats and the waistcoats and whatnot. I was confronted, and a Hasidic Jew shouted at me in the street, and myself and my now wife shouted at us in the street in New York once when we were on holidays.
Didn't say love the show.
It wasn't love the show. He was shouting at us for holding hands.
Right.
And I thought to myself, do you know what? I'm strangely, I admire you, sir, for your beliefs and for your faith.
But I suppose when somebody shows a commitment to anything, faith or otherwise, any kind of commitment, even top sports people, you're like, they're just trying a bit harder than I am.
But in this day and age, it's so much more unusual and so much easier to not be faithful, to be what, a heathen like me. I'm much more into iPhones and Instagram than I am religion and whatnot, even our own faith, Roman Catholic, we would have had our, like, the wearing the Sunday best, wearing the clothes on Sunday, you dressing up on a Sunday and the day of our, or like that dressing for mourning for, what was it, a year or a month or whatever along, you'd be in mourning after a death in the family.
Wearing the ash on Ash Wednesday, yeah.
We don't do any of that anymore, lads. Well, it is admirable. Helen says, hi Ray, there's a large Amish or Amish community around Dunmore East. They have a shop called JB's on the main road to Dunmore. Best bakery and ice cream, says Helen. And the Amish own a petrol station, bakery and joinery business in Waterford, lads. They've won the best 99 cone. Coming over here with their Amish cones. The best 99 cone in the country for a number of years. And their baked goods are to die for. All made in store and are the most fabulous family from Carroll. There you go. A lot of respect and a lot of love for the Amish.
I'm famished for the Amish now.
We're mad. We're mad for the Amish. We've gone mad. We've gone full Amish. 0874 100 102. What have I got for you? I've got a year's worth of pet food for you. Will we do this now?
Yeah, sure.
What's my dog's name again?
Benji.
Benji's my dog. He's very talented. Isn't he very talented?
You should send Benji off to the circus because he's been on a couple of humdingers the last couple of days.
My dog Benji, he's been eating this Tierlon.
Is that where it comes from, Raymond?
Well, this Tierlon pet food has got everything you need for a successful dog.
Because I'd heard about the strong bones and teeth, but I hadn't heard about the strong singing voice.
The Tierlon people don't want me ascribing his talents to their dog food. This is a link I'm making myself because there's no way that it's not connected, that a dog food this good is not making this dog as talented as he is. This is all I'm saying. Tierlon Pet Foods, they're proudly Irish and proudly caring for your pets. All the recipes are full of protein, hypoallergenic, wheat-free, packed with prebiotics and made with whole grain rice for better gut health. The unique TruCal ingredient delivers natural calcium for strong bones and teeth. You can find out more at www.tierlonfarmlife.com. That's tierlonfarmlife.com. This dog now, he's going to blow your mind.
Lads, wait till you hear this.
If only I could get the sound effects.
Has Benji gone for a run around in the park outside?
Do you know what? I had him, he was here 5 minutes ago. And he's after, now it's a load of different... How many dogs are gone? Have they changed the... I think they've changed the... Let me see if I can get that. Call Benji in there, JPC.
Benji,
come. Benji, good boy. Good boy, Benji. Who's a good boy? You're a good boy. You're gorgeous. You're a gorgeous boy. Yes, you are. Get down. Get down now. Get down. Get down. You can smell... You. What are you smelling on you, JP?
I had fish last night.
You smell the fish off, JP. Benji's singing a song. What's the song? If you know what it is, text in your answer along with your name and where you're from to 0874 100 102. Oh, he loves this one. Benji, sing. Benji, sit. Benji, sing. Now, isn't that amazing?
Incredible.
Isn't it, though?
In time as well.
He did that himself. He did all that himself and he put it up on YouTube himself and everything. Isn't that incredible?
Is it on Spotify?
Now, there is no... And again, Tierlon, they don't want me saying it's definitely the dog food. Because people will be coming back to them and saying, my dog can't play the piano. My dog doesn't even know who Camila Cabello is. Oh my God, that's actually pretty devastating there towards the end.
Benji.
Benji's a bit pitchy. Oh, bro, listen, leave it. What's the song? 0874-101.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Good boy, you're gorgeous. Yes! Today FM is the official radio partner for Electric Picnic. And the Today FM Soundgarden is back for 2025. It will be this Friday afternoon from 2 p.m. And I directly quote, an unmitigated disaster. I'm going to be on stage till 4:30. After that, everything's going to be fine. But between 2:30 and 4:00 on Friday, it's an extended Mix It Friday for the entire 2.5 hours of the show, live from the Today FM Soundgarden stage. I am so looking forward to this. Nobody else is. And I'm going to have a great time. Come along, join us. 2:00 Friday afternoon, Today FM Soundgarden stage. completely sold out for 2025. Today FM are the official radio partner. We've got the last tickets in the land for you to win. All you have to do, listen out for that cue to text and text in. It's literally a cue to text.
That's what it is, yeah. It's like noise that
did
tells
anyone,
you when to text.
It's
just one or two, right?
Just crickets.
One or two.
Crickets.
Here, let me make a phone call. Hello, phone call. Hello, phone call over here. Yeah, I'm typing the number, yeah.
It's ringing.
Sorry, my...
Hello?
Leash ringtone.
Leash ringtone.
Mm.
Is that Gina or Gina?
Gina.
Gina, you've won two tickets for Electric Picnic!
Oh, my God! My daughter is in the car with me. She has her ticket. And my son also goes every year. We couldn't get tickets at all this year. So my son and his girlfriend are actually in the UK at the moment. There's a flight back from Birmingham at 5 a.m. on Friday morning in the hope that they can go. So this is just amazing. You've absolutely made their day.
Amazing. So your son and the girlfriend are over in England. So this isn't for you. You're not going at all then, is that it?
I'm not going, no. This is all about my kids.
Oh, you're such a legend. What an amazing mammy you are.
Oh my God, this is class. It's her birthday tomorrow as well. So I'll ring them in a minute and let them know they're officially going to EP.
Oh, that's brilliant. How long are they going out together?
They're going out together before Christmas. Yeah, right. Well before Christmas, yeah.
Who's in the car, which did you just say? Sorry.
Oh, my daughter, who's actually going as well, is Jennifer. Hello.
Right. Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
She already has her ticket. Like, she got it through a friend that was selling it, so it worked out brilliantly. This is just amazing. Can't believe they're actually going.
What's your boy's name? What's your son's name?
His name is Shane.
Shane, and is she an English girl he's going out with?
Yeah, Taylor.
Oh,
she's in Birmingham.
Dear, I think terms and conditions, entry onto the site.
And sorry, they're both mad into martial arts. Like both of them have like European and world championships.
Then it's fine, actually. That's actually fine. Yeah, there's no issue there whatsoever.
Like
go straight
year,
on through. Yeah,
Shane's going to kick my ass.
Shane had to sell his ticket. He had his EP ticket and he had to give it up. He missed his dead. He didn't go out for like Leaving Cert drinks or anything because he was going to the world championships. So this is just class that, like, now it's the very last second he's got a ticket for this year. I'm so delighted, honestly. Thank you.
No bother. Listen, you're very...
What
we should do?
What's that?
We should ring Shane.
We should
ring Shane. I tell you what, let me play a song and you just stay on the line for me and we'll ring Shane
after.
Yeah,
100%.
Okay, I'll play a picture of this. Well, give me 1 second and we'll call Shane. You stay on the line for me, 1 second.
Okay, brilliant.
Picture this, things are different. This is Today FM. We're keeping Gene on the line, see if we can ring Shane. Picture this, things are different. This is Today FM. We're playing the music you love. We just gave away a pair of tickets to Gina, whose son Shane is over in the UK at the moment. Is it Taekwondo, Gina?
Yeah, he does Taekwondo and kickboxing, actually. He's a world champion in both.
And Taylor, his girlfriend, that's how they met, was through the kickboxing.
Yeah, they both do both Taekwondo and kickboxing.
Wow.
And they met through the circuit, yeah.
Baiting the heads off each other and... you know what?
Today FM, sending you to the biggest festival of the year. Electric Picnic 2025.
Virginia's won the tickets for her boy, Shane. He has no idea that he's won. Will we ring him?
Let's try.
Hang on.
Gina, going for Mother of the Year honours here.
Gina was just saying that they're at Harry Potter World at the moment, so they might not answer.
He's never answering this phone. He's going to think it's a scam call.
Chatting to a house elf or something. Hang on 1 second. Let's see if we can get him on. Will he answer the phone from an unknown number?
It's ringing.
Here's
UK ringtone, that, Rick.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow, you really know your ringtones.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello, is that Shane?
Yes.
Hello, Shane. My name is Brian. I'm here with your mammy,
Gina.
Sorry, madam. Your name is Gina. Is that right?
Gina. Yeah. Yes, that's correct.
Gina.
And Jennifer is here too.
We've got Jennifer in custody as well, Shane. Jennifer, do you want to say hello to Shane as well?
Hi, Shane. Hi, Taylor.
Yeah. All right.
Shane's like, what the hell is this?
Wait, can I put it on speaker?
Yeah, put us on speaker. Yeah, go on.
Shane, you're not to swear.
Shane, no swearing.
Don't upset your mother.
Okay.
No potty mouth chat, you hear me?
Yeah, of course.
Shane, has anyone texted you already that she's been on the radio?
No.
No, all right. Okay, so are you at Harry Potter World at the moment? Sorry, by the way, it's Ray Foley here in Today FM. Just so you know, not a guard. We haven't locked them up or anything. They've everything's been legal and above board. Are you at Harry Potter World already? What's the story?
Yeah, we're currently. We just walked in the door.
All right, okay. Well, listen, we don't want to interrupt. We want you to go and enjoy it. But your mum's got some news for you.
What's that?
Shane, you got the tickets.
Oh, my God.
Yeah!
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 your picnic.
Oh, I can't believe it. You're actually on TV. Yeah. So make sure you get onto that flight at 5 o'clock on Friday morning and get home.
Okay, yeah, we'll see. Oh my
God. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Amazing. Is Shane, you gonna bring Taylor, yeah?
Think about it.
Yeah, listen. make her work for it. I mean, come on, you've already done the Harry Potter thing. I mean, electric pickling might be just too much.
Yeah, we've already brought Harry Potter World. Might just, yeah.
Yeah, fight some wine, lads.
ET is my gift.
Listen, Shane, we'll let you go. We'll leave you go. Thanks so much for taking the call, and we'll see you at Electric Picnic at the weekend, all right?
Thank you so much.
Cheers, Shane. All the best. Bye, 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 bye. Yes.
Love the show.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
Hello, it's Today FM's Claire Beck here. Before you start your podcast, let me ask you this. Are you wearing your SPF today? I know, Irish weather can be a bit all over the place, but it really doesn't mean you should skip it. Simple's new SPF 50 UV fluid has your back, whether it's sunny, cloudy, or raining cats and dogs. This isn't just any SPF, it's skincare that works double duty. Not only does it protect your skin from UV damage, but it also helps reverse visible signs of sun damage and aging. Think brighter skin, fewer dark spots, and that stunning glowy look we're all after. And the best part? It's super lightweight, so no greasy feeling, no heavy residue, and it even has an invisible finish. So, whether you're out in the sun or dancing in the rain at your favourite festival, Simple SPF 50 UV fluid protects that summer feeling, whatever the weather. And it's available nationwide. Now, enjoy your podcast.